to the one. That's I Am They on the Praise Network. Kelly and I were just trying to figure that out.
Yeah.
I am they. So I am they. Exactly what does that mean, Kelly?
I got nothing for you.
You got nothing for you. Okay. So To the One by I Am They. Yeah, it is interesting to see where some of these bands get their name.
Yes.
Like Neon Feather. I haven't looked that one up yet either. So
no.
Yeah, I got to look this one up too. I Am They. Interesting. But yeah, good song.
And yes,
they were in the Dells recently with Casting Crown. So that was a good one. Are we having fun yet?
Of course.
Of course. Well, that's a good thing because today is National Don't Go to Work Unless It's Fun Day.
Okay.
So if you're going to work, you just got to have fun, right?
Right.
That's what we're all about.
That's right.
Well, not all about, but we do like to have fun.
We do.
It is Tuesday. Kelly has joined me in the studio for Kelly and Coffee.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And Kelly comes in and shares with us, with all of us, some of what we've heard from some of our listeners recently. So what do you have for us?
Well, the first one is from Brian and Holman. And he says, from singing along to the great music and all the insight we get from the sermons, our family loves the Praise Network.
Oh, I love it. See, I'm not the only one who sings along to the music. Brian and his family do.
Yes, they do.
How come you don't stop them from singing? You only stop me from singing. I don't understand.
Well, I've never met Brian or his family.
But I'm sure they sing a lot better than I do, right?
I don't know. Well, maybe have to have them stop in one day and they can sing for me.
There you go. Okay.
And we'll see.
Oh, well, I'm glad Brian and his family are listening. And, you know, I love to hear from parents who, or grandparents even, who say the kids are singing along to the songs on the station, because I don't know about you, but I know when I was a preteen and a teen, the lyrics in the songs that I listened to back then did influence me and my decisions, and I still remember them today. And not necessarily for the good, because I wasn't listening to Praise Network back then.
Yes, I agree. And sometimes, like, I'll hear a song, like, I'll be in a store and I'll hear a song that I grew up with.
Yeah.
And I never realized what that song was really saying.
Exactly. And you start listening to the lyrics. It's like, oh, my.
And I'm thinking, wow, I was singing that.
I wouldn't let my kids listen to that.
Exactly. So kind of shocking sometimes.
Yeah, it is. But isn't it good to know that those messages of truth are getting into the little hearts as well as big ones.
And then Kathleen from Ontario.
Oh, I haven't heard from her in a while. Hi, Kathleen.
She says, we've been so blessed by Praise Network, the radio programs and the music. I couldn't imagine life without it.
Aww.
It gives a lift to my spirit, especially when I'm driving in the car, which is a lot.
Oh, yeah. When you live out there, you do get anywhere you go is a long ways in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Do you say Norwalk or Ontario?
Ontario.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, she's from Ontario. So to go to Walmart or to go to anywhere, you have to drive a lot. So we get to keep her company. I love when I drive down that way to know that that praise signal is getting into all those valleys and the hills down there, and just thinking how God is reaching people in that area. I love that.
Have you ever thought it was funny, though, when we say we have to go to town and that's like a 20-minute drive for us, and some people who live in the cities like Milwaukee, it takes them like maybe an hour to go our 20 minutes and we complain?
Yeah. I know exactly what you're saying, because we live like out in the middle of nowhere. But if I lived in the city, yes, just to go to the grocery store, to go somewhere, it would be a longer drive than my drive through the beautiful countryside.
Yes.
So there you go.
So we are blessed.
So let's quit complaining, folks.
That's right.
Okay.
And I was really excited to get this one. This is from Justin in Eau Claire.
Okay. Hi, Justin.
And he says, I have just recently come across your station. I listen to it while I'm working. I drive a food truck, so it helps me to stay positive and focused on Jesus throughout the day. Plus, I love the music and artists that you play.
Oh, very nice. Justin, so glad that we could keep you company. There's a lot of truck drivers that tune into the Praise Network. That's really encouraging.
But he drives a food truck.
A food truck. So
I wonder what kind of food he's got on his truck.
I think it has chocolate.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Well, Justin, you got chocolate. You can come down this way.
Drive to Sparta.
There you go. Oh, we are so glad. So thankful for all of our listening family. Mm-hmm. And just the way that God is able to minister to each one of us. I know he ministers to me through the songs and through Amen. The programs as well. So we're grateful for that.
Yes.
And coming up, just a few more weeks, people still have time to sign up for tickets, right?
They do. So we are giving away tickets to our Ultimate Date Night in Eau Claire on the 26th and La Crosse on the 27th of April.
That's right. That's Jay and Laura LaFoon from Celebrate Your Marriage, which is a feature that we broadcast on the Praise Network. You see, I didn't say hear, hear, that you hear here on the Praise Network like I did last time. So anyhow, Jay and Laura are right here on the Praise Network and just have a great ministry. It is going to be a really fun time for couples, whether you're engaged or you've been married for decades, just a time to come out to have fun together. But also they will be sharing some real life experiences and also very practical tools to help strengthen our marriages, no matter what state they are in.
And I do think even if you've been dating for a long time, mm-hmm. I talked to a woman this weekend who her and her boyfriend have been dating for a long time, and they're getting to that point of maybe the next step. I think that it would be great.
It may be a rude awakening for them. This is what marriage is really all about.
Yeah, well, we were just talking about the ultimate date night, and she had brought that up, and I thought, you know, I think it would be something that would be, you know, good for them to hear and figure out what to do.
Or what not to do. Whatever be the case.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyhow, if you would like to win a pair of tickets to the Ultimate Date Night, again, that's coming up April 26th at Calvary Church in Eau Claire and April 27th at Bethany Church in La Crosse, just go to our website at praisenetwork.com and sign up for a chance to win yourself a pair of tickets. Right, Kelly?
Yes, please do.
Okay. And I do hope that you can join us. So mark your calendars and plan on being with us on the 26th in Eau Claire, 27th in La Crosse. You want to find out more about the event? You can find that on our website as well.
Amen.
Thanks, Kelly. Now, don't forget, you have to have fun today.
I will.
So don't go to work unless it's fun day, officially today.